breaking news. There's an anti-Auburn agenda, apparently, from national media members. That's not breaking news at all. It's actually not news at all for Auburn fans. They know this happens all of the time. It's happened again. We have the latest example of that. Plus, Tigers dodged a bullet, and that was very apparent yesterday at Media Days. And from the response to yesterday's video, yesterday's show, Alabama people know. They know, don't you? The Alabama people who are here because you're here. We know you're here. You can't help yourselves. You're a bit obsessed. You know, right? We'll talk about that as we go along. Christian Rau is here. Look, all kind of pandemonium breaking loose on the highways. Zach is not with us today. He'll be back with us another time, we think. But we know Christian's here today. Christian, thanks for pinch hitting. A lot happened yesterday at Media Days, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy overall. I mean, it was such a fun Media Days so far to cover. You know, starting off with the Auburn stuff, obviously how exciting it was, but yesterday was no different. A lot of crazy changes happening across this conference, and some I think are good, some are a little interesting. But when you look at it from an Auburn perspective, I mean, I still am in the boat of, and I know it's so weird to say, but Auburn's front running this Media Days so far.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there were some good things that we heard from coaches yesterday, some personable kind of, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. I want to start with Brett McMurphy's post. Okay. Now this, you got a lot of, you're under no deadline to fire off a tweet. Okay.
You'd be surprised. You think that wouldn't be the case though, based on how some of these people tweet.
You got a word count, but you know what? Just go reply to it. Make it another post. Post the full quote. He quotes yesterday, Auburn's Alex Golish. What's a successful year one look like? I don't have any goals other than laying a foundation for what our football's going to be for years to come.
End tweet.
That's it. There is no second post. There's no, here's the rest of the quote for context. It just looked like he was being dismissive of the whole idea of goals. There is no clarification, like we don't have goals, we set standards. There was none of that. It just looked like Auburn's head coach made a flippant statement about year one, as if this guy isn't crazy obsessed with details. Details matter. Again, we're all in the business of we do better when people engage with our content. And people engaged with that piece of content yesterday, for sure. But it's like, don't you expect a little more from guys with national platforms?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Not with this this tweet box or Xbox or whatever. This can't be called the Xbox, but what it's been called. No, not anymore.
You got 330,000 followers. Add some context, man.
A simple quote tweet could have added the context of the I don't set goals. I always thought that it's a little like a New Year's resolution. You know, they work a little bit and then they keep moving. I set standards. We set standards as a program. Yeah. I mean, look how easy that was.
Right.
Look how easy it was.
Brett McClickme or McMurphy would put, if he was a political reporter, some of his posts in the past would be quoting JFK, ask not what your country can do for you.
That's it. Don't ask.
Just leave it.
Don't even think about it.
Are you telling me the president of the United States wants to end all government assistance?
I did not have relations.
Teddy Roosevelt quoted as saying, speak softly.
Just don't do anything else.
Just speak softly. That's all we need to have. You just got to have a little, again, we all do better when people engage, but there's a way you can do it. Like if get the engagement truthfully with full context. Let me tell you something. Auburn is a lightning rod program. A lot of people hate on Auburn for no reason. Mm-hmm. Some people hate on Auburn for perceived reasons. And a whole lot of people love Auburn. And a whole lot of people love Alex Golish. And a whole lot of people in Tampa don't like Alex Golish. Like, you can get genuine engagement by posting the full quote, by adding context. You really can. Yeah. And I think people know this. They just choose not to.
But instead, we're going to have the political reporter being like asking, how many points is Auburn going to win by against Baylor? 4 score.
Yeah, and just leave it there.
That's it.
Just leave it. I love that. Why do you okay, this leads me into a different discussion, and maybe this is a different discussion for another time when we're not 44 days away from kickoff. But what is your opinion? Like, if I use the term journalism,
okay,
what does that mean to you, Christian? What does it mean to you? What do you think it means today? Do we have true journalists out there?
It's changed over the years. I think it's definitely changed, and I think you have to allow it to adapt. If you don't allow that word to adapt, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice for having your own definition. But
yeah,
when I think of it personally, the big word that I need if I want to consider somebody an actual journalist is integrity. Mm-hmm. They have integrity in their writing, are willing to, you know, say they're wrong about something, willing to give the full context on something. And that's when journalist comes into my mind. Integrity is the big word for me.
I think there are a lot of people who do content creation for a targeted audience. That's not the same as a journalist. I don't think what we do on this channel is journalism. We never claim that it's journalism either. You know what you're getting when you click on one of these videos or one of these audio podcasts. You know exactly what you're getting.
We're not trying to break news here. We're trying to give our opinions and takes and react to things and enjoy with the community. And there's a place for that, but it's not journalism.
No, you said it perfectly. We're here to engage with the community. We're here to get your thoughts on it, to give ours, to like we're in the same like we're in this room together, all at the same party, enjoying it together.
Yeah.
I think what's really interesting is over the last 20 to 30 years, how many people purport to be in journalism. But they're really not. They're just in content creation, but they hold on to that term. And I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why they hold on to that term. But like ESPN made a whole thing out of it. ESPN for a long time has tried to be the leader in journalism or say they're in journalism. They're not. They're in entertainment. They're in television entertainment. That's what they do. It's not journalism. You know, Paul Feinbaum did a show in Birmingham forever before he made the SEC Network, and he did that after a career as a journalist, not alongside a career as a journalist. But the radio host, Paul, was not a journalist. He was an entertainer. He was a content creator. It was just the medium was radio. Okay. These guys who are now, and a lot of people are doing it now. A lot of people are putting themselves on camera on a podcast or an audio thing, and they're claiming to be journalists. They're not journalists.
Yeah, or being against the podcasting game and then actually still podcasting anyways. That one's always fun. I like that one, too.
I don't know why we're afraid of this, afraid of letting go of the term journalist. We consume our news differently. We consume entertainment. We consume everything differently as consumers now than we did a generation ago. We're not tethered to corded telephones anymore that are hanging on the wall. Like we mentioned a couple of days ago on the show, like we don't go rent movies at video stores anymore. There's a lot of stuff different than it was 30 years ago, and it's fine.
Boy, do I miss Blockbuster, though. Man, that was so cool. I mean, it was right next door to the grocery store for me, so we would go to the grocery store, and then like if we were good in the grocery store, you could go and get nice. Oh, man, I miss that stuff. I think journalism has like a historic weight to the word. So like when I got into this industry, when I got out of the military, I got in this industry about 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
When people would ask me what I did, I'll be honest, I used that word first. I'm a writer. I'm a journalist before, instead of using content creation, because like, there really wasn't like you wanted just them to understand like what you did. And then once you obviously got I went along and more and towards the content creation part of things, my mode shifted to how I explained it. But initially, that was the easiest way to explain it. So I think there's a little bit to do with that portion, but I think we're way past that. This is not 8 years ago.
And we're all in on the game. That's the audience knows it. The audience is so aware of everything all of the time now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you have in the past, you kind of had thought leaders that were in these powerful positions in media. You don't have that really anymore. because the audience is in on the game. The difference between is now almost nothing. So we're all in on it. So I thought that was interesting. I thought it was very apparent yesterday that Auburn dodged a bullet. And we're going to talk about this after we tell everybody about Active Wealth Management. It's Thursday, right? Yeah. Active Wealth Management, Ford Stokes. I'm trying to find the graphic over on the right side. Where is Ford in his calendar? You can go to calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and you can book an appointment with Ford or with Zach, by the way, directly, and they can get you. Hey, thank you. God bless
you. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I see it now. But thanks for jumping in. I just couldn't find it in time. retirement's important. You may think that you're a little behind, or you may think you're in the best possible spot. Well, just have a consultation with Ford or with Zach. He's now, you know, he's gotten the accreditation, and he can help you with this as well. Make sure your retirement is set with Active Wealth Management, Ford Stokes, calendly.com/Ford Stokes.
Yeah. And you can check out with Zach too at zach@activewealth.com is where you can get his email if you feel more comfortable with Zach. Yeah, that definitely check those guys out, Active Wealth Management for sure.
All right. So John Summerall yesterday.
Here we go.
John Summerall barks at the guy for the phone going off. Tom Crane calls him out, by the way, former Georgia and Indiana basketball coach, calls him out on Twitter.
Oh, I missed this.
Yeah. He's like, please tell me you were joking. And Summerall then quote tweets him like, hey, yes, I was joking. No, you weren't. Let me go back to this point. We all get it. We can all see. We can all hear. This is, you got to earn the jersey. You got to earn the logo. You got to earn the name. You got to earn. This is that stuff that isn't SEC material. And we all know it. But that's not the thing, Christian, that struck me as the most telling evidence that Auburn dodged a bullet.
Okay, I'm intrigued here because, like, that was a weird one. I'm not going to lie. But
it was weird, and he's done three or four weird things now. The alligator thing was weird, and the, you know, you got to earn the logo or whatever was weird when he's wearing it and hadn't won a game yet. When he talked about interviewing for other jobs, and you could read into the Auburn job, because, look, John Summerall and Auburn were linked for 2 months.
I thought he was the leading favorite, the one that was going to happen.
Most Auburn people thought it was John Summerall for 2 months until it wasn't. All right. So nobody's claiming otherwise. But he said that he wasn't going to let anybody tell him the terms of which he was going to take another job. Okay. Hmm. That's the message. That's the thing that made me go, oh, really?
Oh, what other people are you talking about?
So it's all about you. It's like, no, I was going to finish what I started. I was going to do it this way. I.
So you're telling me he didn't stop. He didn't stop in the middle of I and turn it to we set standards. That wasn't John Summerall.
No, that wasn't John Summerall. No. So other schools wanted him to take their job and leave Tulane in the midst of their playoff run before they got crushed in their first playoff game that everybody knew was going to happen, and wanted all their focus to be on, they wanted all his focus to be on the new job that they were going to pay him handsomely for.
Hard to blame him for that. Transfer portal is important.
Christian, have you ever changed a job where your new employer wasn't in charge of the job description, where your new employer didn't set the rules for what that job was going to be? Brother, if you're leaving Tulane to take another job, the job you're taking sets the rules.
Yeah.
If they want you to put all your focus on that new job that triples your salary and brings you up into a pool you've never been in before, you say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and you do it. That's not hard. But his attitude of, oh, no, and he was so cocky about it. Just, oh, yeah, no, I wasn't going to do it. Nope, it was a deal breaker. It was an absolute, just, no, I wasn't going to do it that way. It wasn't me. You're working for a different place. They set the rules. They set the job description.
Can we agree that confidence and cockiness are two different things?
Completely different things.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't really have to strut around when you're confident. You get that neck working a little bit when you're cocky.
Sure.
And you're trying to prove a point that's not genuine. When you're performing, that's what you do. Now, look, maybe he's going to be a fit. Maybe they beat Auburn 40-10 this fall. Kind of doubt it, but maybe that happens. Maybe eventually they win SEC championships. But I've seen a lot of stuff from John Summerall that is about I, and I'm seeing a lot more from Alex Golish that is about we. And I think those are traits that put Auburn in a better position than Florida for the long term.
We set 13 days out from fall camp. Details matter. We can't grade anything else other than details, and those certainly matter for sure. I thought that at first what he did on the podium about laughing at, you know, or like getting the entire media room to laugh at the cell phone thing, I did initially think, okay, he's joking. But then I watched it again on social media. Somebody posted it. And then I looked at his facial expression. It's like, oh, he's not kidding.
No.
He was not kidding. And can I just say something, too, while we're on the Summerall conversation?
Yep.
Is it weird to you how he continues to remind everybody how much of a buddy-buddy he is with Lane Kiffin? It is. It's.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure is.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm not the only one here. Like.
If there's a guy, you
I think it's
yourself.
Really cool that I know Daryl Dapridge. Like, it is super cool.
Yeah.
But that's not the first thing that comes out of my mouth, although it probably should. But
kind of reminds you of Scrappy Doo following around Scooby Doo a little bit.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's good.
Scrappy. Old Scrappy. Gosh, it's easy to talk in July. This is so fun. Can we understand this is all fun? This is entertainment and fun. On that note, and on the note of guys who made a first impression at Media Days on Wednesday, what do you think of Pete Golding?
He's funny.
Okay.
He's very funny. I was surprised how funny he was at the podium. And honestly, I kind of got on board with a little bit of the Pete Golding train a little bit. I loved the conversation that he had explaining how he kept Trinidad in Lacey at Ole Miss.
Yeah,
I thought to me, I was like, it was very candid, which was great. And I love transparency. I love authenticity. I love that. That's a very important trait for someone to hold, regardless of, you know, the title you have. But I think especially in this new world of college athletics, like, you know, we are starting to see that you have to become more transparent because people are going to figure it out anyways from you just based on, you know, just example, this Summerall video we saw over and over again, how it changed our opinion on it. Explaining the Trinidad and Lacey thing made them go Google Lane Kiffin and like, say like how much they loved him. And then 3 days later, now, you know, they want to burn everything down.
Yeah.
And then talking about life after football. I thought that, to me, I completely agree with that statement 100%, whether you make it to the College Football Playoffs or not. I mean, you've already established a legacy at Ole Miss, and you could have an alumni base to love you there forever. I mean, if you could just stay. So I thought that was – he gets it, and I thought that was very important.
It was – I don't know which – I don't know how – I feel differently about Pete Golding, but I'm not sure how. Like, whether it's positively or negatively. Very real, very comfortable, and there's something to be said for being comfortable. He was one of those guys who looked, you know, just – authentic and comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know that sharing the level of detail that he shared is what, like, I don't know how savvy or wise that is at Media Days. Was that planned or did he do that?
He knows that Ole Miss LSU emotion and that thing is something that he's going to have to, he's got to ride that until they lose that game against LSU, then he's got to get rid of it. But until that game happens, and especially if they win, he should never get rid of it. Like, let that be one of his narratives.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And he needs to project that, you know, I'm the cock of the walk. I'm on top of the mountain. Here we go. Kind of.
How long has Ole Miss been irrelevant the last decade and a half?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch.
He's got to find a way to change that.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. And everybody's assuming they're going to fall off at least a fair amount. Because Kiffin's not that. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Let us know what you thought of Pete Golding if you watched any of his stuff yesterday. The last thing on today's show. Boy, we had a lot. Yesterday's show, okay, where we simply call out the objective differences between Alex Golish at Media Days and Kalen DeBoer at Media Days. That's what we did on yesterday's show. It is the most watched Village Vice we've had in the month of July.
Wow.
Why? Because Alabama people know. Alabama fans watch this show fairly regularly. They're always on the lookout for the title. They're always on the lookout for the new video. And they can't stay away. And they know. They watched the difference between the two coaches over the 2 days at Media Days.
That was two sips of coffee. I need one more. You said Kalen DeBoer's name. Need more energy.
Yeah.
Okay, continue here.
They know his time is running out, and they're going to look for a new football coach soon. And
they're in a bad spot. They just gave him an extension, and I don't think they like that.
Look, for everybody in the comments yesterday, well, he's never lost to Auburn. Okay. Right. He's never faced Alex Golish as the head coach at Auburn either. They're 0-0. It's a clean slate, 0-0. Okay.
Feels different. I liked what Zach said yesterday, though. Like, you have to give a little bit of credit. He's obviously 2-0.
Yeah.
But, like, you're right.
That's fine.
Hasn't faced Golish. Yeah. I think you got to look at it from both edges here. But, yeah, but hasn't faced Golish.
And yet, when I watched coverage of Media Days yesterday, inevitably, the discussion around the Alabama football coach was, I don't know. There's not this wind behind the sails of confidence for the head coach. Like, ultimately, he's going to be judged by what he does on the field. He took him to a playoff last year. They won a playoff game last year. Well, you know, ultimately, he's going to be judged by what he does on the field. Well, he hadn't so far, has he? You're still looking for a ripcord, aren't you? You are. If you're honest, you are. If you're honest, you're looking at four losses each of his first 2 years and no running game. And answers about the running game Wednesday that were less than confident or confidence-inducing. If you go 9-3, 8-4, if you go 9-3 and don't make the playoff, you go 8-4, what's going to happen? If you lose four games again this year, if you get blown out in a conference championship game, if you get utterly embarrassed in a playoff game,
yeah,
what's going to happen? But I'm not, again, you know, I'm not trying to incite. I'm just saying we've all watched football for a long time. And those of us in this state know the temperament of all the fan bases. Y'all know, right?
What happens if 8-3 Alabama takes on 7-4 Auburn in the Iron Bowl?
Auburn wins.
They do.
Yeah, good.
And what happens if Auburn and Alabama are 8-4 and the season's over?
Yeah.
It's over for him.
There's a changing of the guard in Tuscaloosa. Yeah, there's a change.
Yesterday, there was four teams that went at SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
Alabama was the least talked about. That should never, ever happen in this conference.
Yeah. When is the last time that happened?
And we're talking Florida and Ole Miss in this conversation. Now, Ole Miss had a good year. Florida had a coaching change, sure. And then Texas A&M is seen as maybe a front runner. I know some people are polarized on it, but that should never happen.
John Sumrall, for all of his faults, is 1,000 times more interesting than Kalen DeBoer is.
Yeah, the cockiness alone gives some sort of interest.
And the energy. And, again, it's cockiness, but, boy, even that is more interesting than what you get from the other side. So, look, I know it's coming, and it's fine. It's all fun and games in July, okay? As we said yesterday, it doesn't put a point on the school board in September or October or November, and nobody's claiming that it does.
Makes you need more coffee when you're talking about the boring.
Nobody's claiming that it impacts wins and losses. But if you have the ability to hold the conversation in that coffee cup that you have in front of you, you guys know. Let's just admit y'all know. All right. Cool. Good stuff. We got post show coming up. Please check that out. The way you get a post show is become a member here of the Barn, member of the YouTube channel, and you can get that. Christian, talk about all the other stuff that you are working on for this channel or otherwise, like people who are just now learning about Christian Rao, they've only started to get to know you in the last couple of months. You're all over the place.
Yeah, I'm here at the barn. Love being at the barn. This is my favorite thing. I also write for auburndaily.com over at the Auburn Roundtable. And then I'm across the Lockdown Podcast Network as well, covering Kansas State, covering the Pac-12, and a couple other things about to pop up as well over the next couple of weeks. So yeah, I'm all over the place, but it's an adventure. Absolutely love it.
All right, we'll check you next time. Please like and subscribe. Remember, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.